The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
One of the most important things to realize is there's so many people in this space who are experts and whatnot, right? And it's important to follow one person that you resonate with, who you know has obviously done what you're trying to do. Always important to kind of see where you're going. Gather maybe some of your favorites of people you like to watch, right? And see the systems that they're using. When you're getting into e-commerce, okay, or dropshipping specifically, realize you need systems.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I'm going to get to interview Justin Wall, who is a 8-figure dropshipping and e-commerce expert. Now, I know what you're thinking. Most of the time when you hear from these e-commerce dropshipping experts, especially the young ones, especially the ones that are young guys like myself, you're gonna hear all about the fancy cars and how you can get rich overnight and how it's like the secret growth hack to becoming a millionaire or even a billionaire. But what I love about Justin is he's realistic. He talks a lot about systems. He talks a lot about the actual numbers. How much time is this gonna take? What kind of investment is going to be needed up front? And what kind of systems are you going to need in place to scale and grow this business successfully? Justin has a really powerful story about how he got into the world of entrepreneurship at just 13 or 14 years old, and now at less than 30 years old, it's really impressive some of the things he's been able to do, not just for himself or within his own business, but for what he's been able to do for his family and for other people as well. If you're someone who struggles with social media, or you don't want to put your face on camera, or you just don't like the idea of having to build a social media following, today's episode is a great idea for you as a way to build passive income and a way to build a business that isn't reliant on creating content and putting your face on camera. Justin also was generous enough to provide us with some lessons within the Marketing Impact Academy. So if you're one of our members, make sure to log into MIA, head to the resource room, and you'll be able to see all of his lessons and instruction that goes a lot deeper into the nitty gritty and the actual strategy that we'll be talking about during today's episode. But without further ado, let's get to the interview. Justin, hey, welcome to the podcast.
What's going on, Brock? First and foremost, thank you so much for actually having me today. I've been stoked for weeks to actually hop on here. Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you and been watching your Instagram and reading through your website and just listening to some of the other things you've put out. And I'm excited to get to talk about some of these topics today that admittedly I don't know a whole lot about, and I don't think our audience knows a whole lot about either. So can we just get started by kind of telling us who you are and how you got started doing what you're doing today?
For sure. So first and foremost, I got involved in this online space when I was like 13, 14 years old, right? I used to run a YouTube team on a specific video game, Call of Duty, right? And it's kind of funny because a lot of people are into that. But I wasn't really that good at the game. I was just great at marketing, right? And putting together business plans for the team. That's how I kind of first got started. And I ended up building a team called Link. And long story short, majority of that staff went on to a team called FaZe Clan, right? And you know, that team is a $1 billion company today. Absolute sick company. And you know, a lot of the people that we had went on to that company, and I was super young, 13, 14 years old. I eventually sold that business that I had and went in, and then eventually went into building e-commerce right thereafter. I had a few subscription box companies, right? Obviously I built out a lot of successful movements in the e-commerce space. And one of the cool things as well is I've been doing it since I was 13, 14. So I've seen the changes and the adaptations throughout the marketplace. And one of the biggest things to say is this market never stops changing, but we never stopped adapting. We never stopped learning.
Gotcha. So for those of our listeners who have no idea what this even is, like they're just, this is totally, you're speaking a foreign language to them. What is the e-commerce marketplace? What is drop shipping? Like super basic definition. What are we talking about?
Right. So e-commerce is the point of buying and selling online, right? A lot of people think e-commerce is just drop shipping. When in reality, e-commerce is the act of selling online, right? It could be drop shipping, it could be creating a service-based offer or experience, right? Which we have tons of experience that we've done, you know, tons on both models, physical as well as service, right? And in short, e-commerce is the act of selling online, and drop shipping essentially is enabling you to buy and sell goods without ever having to hold the inventory, have low upfront startup costs, and really just kind of get connected with the great supply chain off the bat, right? When I first started, there wasn't really many agents or supply chains that you could just tap into. There's so many today, right? And like I mentioned, I got started at such a young age. I started to do super well years after. I became a millionaire at 23. I'm 27 now. And this is all that I do, right? E-commerce, building businesses, getting involved in awesome, cool projects. We've scaled companies from Shark Tank. We work with people from Panda Express affiliates and recently the quarterback of the Jets, which is kind of cool. We've done some cool stuff. But in short, I guess the too long didn't read version of that is e-commerce is the act of buying and selling online, and drop shipping is a great way to go ahead and get your foot in the door without having too much startup costs or the need to have too much capital, e-capital, but not too much capital to obviously move forward and build.
Gotcha. So that's getting your foot in the door. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Tips for getting started. Like, where do you even begin something like this?
Right. And let's break it down a little bit. That's a great question as well, Rock. I mean, one of the most important things to realize is there's so many people in this space who are, you know, experts and whatnot, right? And it's important to follow one person that you resonate with who you know has obviously done what you're trying to do, right? So first and foremost, kind of gather maybe some of your favorites of people you like to watch, right? And see, you know, the systems that they're using, right? So don't follow a million people, but kind of create your top three, top five, and kind of try to hone in on those strategies. And one of the biggest pieces I'd say is when you're getting into e-commerce, okay, or drop shipping specifically, realize you need systems. You need systems for product research, targeting, video creation, ad launching, scaling, branding. Everything should be a binary system, right? So one of the best ways to obviously get your foot in the door and to kind of see some free stuff, YouTube, which I'm not the biggest fan of, particularly I would recommend Facebook groups, right? There's a lot of great Discords, a lot of great Facebook groups. And that's where the real value is these days, right? A lot of people, particularly in these Facebook groups and Discord, are very high level, right? And they're the people building businesses out in the back end, and they're kind of underground, but they're building big projects that are doing huge, huge numbers. And that's kind of where you want to hang out. So I would say Facebook groups. And if you want it, you could join the Beyond Six Figures Facebook group. That's a phenomenal group that we run. Just go on Facebook, type in Beyond Six Figures, one word. And it's the first one with like 40, 50,000 people. And you could go in the guide section of there. And there's just tons of free content that we have ordered, from product research all the way to launching, branding, and scaling. But you need systems. You can't just go at this and throw random stuff to the wall. You got to have systems. It's kind of cool. I didn't even plan on having this near me today, but Brock, check this out. I got some systems right here for e-commerce ad scaling and whatnot. This is what we call the farm system. And that's how we kind of get started, is with the farm system, with our advertisements. And that's how we progress and build the infrastructure of the business at first, and then build on top of that as we go.
Gotcha. All right. So we'll talk about the farm system in just a little bit. So really what you're saying is before we even get started of trying to figure out like the product or the platform, first get started with prioritizing systems. And even before systems, get plugged into communities that are talking about this so that you can learn from other experts.
Yes, absolutely. Because it's always important to kind of see where you're going, right? When you're driving a car, you could see a pretty good amount in front of you, right? If that wasn't the case, you probably wouldn't be able to go to drive very successfully, right? Same thing in business. You got to have at least a little bit of trajectory, right? You have to have a little bit of an idea as to what's ahead of you, right? And the first thing is informing yourself and kind of educating yourself on the system, on the actual experience, on e-commerce, on dropshipping, what it is, and getting your feet wet in communities. Exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Do you need a social media following to be successful?
Absolutely not. So if we're talking about building a service-based business, let's say a fitness program or some type of experience, right? A lot of cases, yeah. But with physical product e-commerce dropshipping, no, not at all, right? And quite frankly, you start from zero. You don't even need to have an Instagram account at all, really, or any type of following, because you're building and you're utilizing systems to take paid traffic strategies to bring people to your website at a profitable rate, right? That's the goal. People tend to overcomplicate this whole thing of e-commerce dropshipping, right? It's getting the traffic from this source to this website profitably, right? That's all there is to it. Obviously, easier said than done.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. So you don't need a big social media following. Do you need a big budget to get started? Like realistically, ballpark, what am I expecting to spend when I'm getting started?
I'd recommend having minimum 5 to 10 grand, right? To get rocking and rolling in the space, minimum, right? So you can obviously spend. I have seen lots of people do it with less, right? I've done it with less, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you want to be in a spot where you're not stressing out, right, worrying about every single cent that you spend on an ad, 5 to 10K is a great place to get started. Anything more, I would say, is definitely healthy.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's really, I like that. That's realistic. I'm glad that you actually gave us a number and it wasn't just, you can start from anywhere. Because, and I'm sure that's possible. There are people who start all over the place, but I appreciate that giving us a realistic ballpark. So
for sure.
you don't need a social media following. We know how much capital roughly you would need to get started. Do you need a lot of like technical knowledge? How technical do you need to be? Do you need to be able to code, or do you need to be able to just drag and drop? Like, where are we talking?
And that's why we use Shopify to start off, right? And one of the cool things is Shopify actually invited us out to their headquarters because they saw how much consistent results we were getting with our systems. And we went out there and I met Adam, one of the guys out there, head of the affiliate marketing department for Shopify, which is incredible. And not only is that a reason why I love Shopify, but they are just one of the most easy drag and drop platforms where you don't need any coding or development experience until you kind of get deeper into things and you want to get things more custom, right? But at first, absolutely not, right? It's drag and drop. It's like an iPhone, right? Very, very simple to use. The UI is phenomenal. And one of the biggest things to realize is I'm working with people who are, you know, older, maybe 55, 60 years old, a little bit older than us, right? And they don't have the best computer experience, right? And a lot of the time, when you have systems, they will start doing well off the bat because it's not random theory or concepts, right? And that's the thing. When they have something to follow, that's going to lead them in the direction of consistency. So when you have that system, you don't really need much technical know-how because you're being walked through exactly what needs to be done. You just got to learn the system. You don't really have to learn tech.
Gotcha. All right. So I feel like we're working our way eventually to talk more about the specifics of some of these systems and maybe this farm system that you talked a little bit about a minute ago. Let's jump ahead though. And how do you figure out what is a good product to start with? And is that even the right question to be asking? Like, should I be starting with finding the best product or should I be looking for something that maybe I don't have an interest in, but I think there's a market demand for? Like, let's just talk about products for a minute.
I love it. And you know, let's get it clear for sure, Brock. Product research is the most important thing in dropshipping, right?
Justin, say that again, please, because that needs to hit home for people.
Product research is absolutely the most important piece of this entire process of dropshipping, right? We spend our time now, so we spend less money later, right? Mm. And one great thing to realize is you could have the greatest marketing in the world, but no one wants the product. You will not be able to maintain profitability. You could have the worst marketing in the world, but the greatest product, you still may be able to maintain profitability, right? So it's important to realize when we're doing product research, we're not just saying, oh, that looks cool, that looks cool. We need a multi-platform validation approach that we're looking at multiple different aspects of the internet, eBay, Amazon, WatchCount, YouTube, all these crazy data sources, and combining all the data to see what is actually doing well in the last 90 days. Okay, what is actually doing well now? And is this product demandful, right? Because we're not going to get into a market and say, hey, this product has some demand, let's just test it. No, we need to do research. We use the product research system to find these products and we create a list of 20 items because you will not just market. I've had people who just market one item and instantly built a business and ran it up and have made great amounts of money and now are absolute studs and like crazy stuff. But we want to set expectations correctly here, unlike a lot of the people in the industry. I'm not going to say you will not because you can, but you will most likely not find a winner on the first item. That's why I build a list of 20 so I could comfortably roll through everything. And what I'll do is I'll build out my assets for all 20. Buy my 20 products, build my 20 landing pages, do my 20 videos, do my 20 ad copies, right? Do everything and then launch back to back. This way I could focus on building momentum, actually having consistency and knowing in my head, I know the first product might not be, it's probably not going to be a winner, right? Even though it may, okay? But you want to have that proper expectation so you could kind of train yourself to be consistent, because the moat around dropshipping and e-commerce that holds so many people back is the fact that, oh, I tried two products, they didn't work, right? And then Bob, who didn't quit, or Sally, who didn't quit, tried four, and now he has a seven-figure business just because he tested two more items, right? So that's kind of what we want to keep in mind.
Hey, I'm not sure if you heard, but over the last few weeks, we've been doing a series of webinars to help people grow their social media and make more money online. By the way, all of these are free. This one is going to be about making even more money. So if you already have a business and you're looking to scale and bring it to the next level, go to shaleen.com/money and you'll be able to attend that webinar for free. By the way, there's a link in the description.
The moat around dropshipping and e-commerce that holds so many people back is the fact that, oh, I tried two products, they didn't work, right? And then Bob, who didn't quit, or Sally, who didn't quit, tried four, and now he has a seven-figure business just because he tested two more items, right? So that's kind of what we want to keep in mind.
Gotcha. So you're talking about systems, setting up all these different processes and testing and research. Let's talk about time. How time intensive is this? And that person who is giving up, we'll talk about them a little bit more in just a second, but do you feel like the issue that a lot of them run into is they feel like they don't have enough time, or is there a different problem they're running into?
That's such a good question, Brock. And one of the biggest things for people is like, they have the time, they just don't know what to do with the time, right? They don't have a system. And I'm in front of the laptop, they're ready to work. Now what? right? Okay, let's go. And they just don't know what to do. So they'll go watch a YouTube video. It'll be 30 minutes long. They'll go here. They'll get distracted, right? There's no real structure or system. That's why you need to develop or find a system that you could follow and move fluently toward, because timing is an issue for a lot of people. But most people, I would say, they just don't know where to start. They don't know where to go.
Okay, got it. So how much time would you say that they do need?
Minimum, like 7 to 8 hours a week. Minimum, okay. Absolutely.
So only about an hour a day.
That's if you're gonna take it slow, you're down to go ahead and work on it for a few months, right? Personally, when I first started, I was putting in 12 to 15 hour days because I was obsessive over it. I loved it, right? So that got me to where I am a lot quicker, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I would say for someone who's not in a rush trying to just build momentum and have this as a project, minimum an hour a day.
Minimum an hour a day. Okay, got it. That's helpful. Let's talk about ads. How necessary are they? Are they pretty much 100% needed, or is this a scalable business without advertising?
I love it. So first and foremost, e-commerce and dropshipping in general, right? Physical product, you can absolutely sell or with organic methods without needing ads. But let's talk about actually getting the traction that makes people excited, right? That's going to need paid media, right? The nice returns generally will need paid media, because it's not about just getting one or two sales. You need to get thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of sales, hundreds of thousands of sales, right? And it's important to realize that with paid media, you can fast track that success, right? But you have to do it correctly. With service-based businesses, you can start off something without much paid media and have it higher ticket and only get a few clients and still do well, right? But for physical product dropshipping, you're going to need that paid media, right? Because you want to actually see the volume that's going to have a significant impact in your life, right? You're not just here to make a few bucks.
Gotcha. So translation, if you don't have the social media following, the numbers, aka the sales, the customers, they have to come from somewhere. So if they're not coming from organic social media, they have to come from paid advertising. That's basically what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And there's a lot of different sources like Facebook, Instagram, obviously, which are the same confines. You have Snapchat, TikTok ads, Google ads, YouTube, right? All of these things. There's a symphony of all these things being used together, right? But first, start with Facebook.
Gotcha. Good place to start. Gotcha. Does e-commerce only really go as far as physical products? Because I know you mentioned like service businesses and higher ticket, maybe like coaching, for example, digital products. Does e-commerce kind of extend into those regions as well?
Absolutely. Right. Because e-commerce, as you know, is the act of buying and selling online. So whether you're someone who wants to just sell physical product and not have a face behind anything you do, or have to deal with too many people, confrontational in terms of like working with people, right? Physical product is phenomenal for you because you're very behind the scenes, you're just operating, right? Service-based is a bit more, I would say, personally intensive. And ultimately that leads toward more, I would say, time and effort, et cetera. And it's more custom because you're doing it for specific individuals who have specific needs. When in reality, with dropshipping and physical product, you're just, you know, doing the same process over again and selling a different item, right? So both definitely can do well. It really depends on what the viewer is, you know, ultimately looking to do. And I would say there's types of people who are phenomenal in service and types of people who will do phenomenal in physical product. And they're both great. And that's why we do both.
Gotcha. I'm going to assume that the majority of the people who are listening to us today are not into this space yet. I would assume that they're kind of in that beginner stage. Maybe they're just getting started. They're just maybe hearing about this for the first time. So before they even get started, what's the difference between those of them that are going to fail, they're going to quit, they're going to give up, they're not going to be successful with this? And I know you've given a few little hints along the way. And then what's the other side of that coin? Like, you know, I think you said his name was Bob earlier. That was the hypothetical name. Why is Bob successful, but Sally and Margaret aren't?
Amazing question. So let's break it down just into simplistic terms, because at the end of the day, everything could be broken down into simplistic terms. And I realize when things are simple, things get done, right? Mm-hmm. So the difference between someone who makes it and someone who doesn't, someone who makes it has proper expectations and they have proper systems in place and they know what the next step is before they go there. Someone who doesn't make it, they have expectations they're going to make $1 billion overnight. They're not even that dedicated, right? They're not putting in the work every day and they try it for maybe a week or 2 weeks or a month and then they spend $10 and they say, oh, I don't see $15 back, right? I'm done. Right. Mm-hmm. And that mindset is the nail in the coffin for so many people in this industry. Right. So if there's any piece of advice I could give to anyone right now that you can utilize to ensure that you make it and do well, have systems, be prepared, and be consistent. This is clearly a very proven model, okay? And it works. It's not no secret anymore. It absolutely works. And you have to commit yourself. When I first started this, when I was super young, I was in my head, like, I'm gonna do this. This is what I'm doing. I didn't even know too much about it. I just knew this is what I'm doing and I'm gonna force it. And that's what I did. I just didn't stop until it worked, right? And that's ultimately what I would say to do. And but realize you're not just throwing random stuff at the wall hoping it sticks. You're following a very proper thought out system as you go. And if you don't have one, fine.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what you're saying is, just like any other area of life or business, you have to have a plan, you have to have systems, you have to have proper expectations, and you have to commit. Like, this isn't just a get rich quick scheme.
Exactly. So many people in the e-commerce marketplace, ever since like 2016, 2017, there's all these ads and people pushing it like they could do well in 1 hour from now. No, have expectations. Your own wasn't built in a business. Neither was your seven-figure e-commerce store, right? You got to have realistic expectations and be prepared to work for months. Be prepared to work for years. Be prepared to work for years, right? And that's how you'll actually hit the momentum. And once you start gaining traction and momentum, you know, you're going to become addicted to it because it's one of the greatest things ever, in my opinion.
I love that.
We have 10 side hustles in our family. Between the two of us, we have 10 different digital side hustles, easy ways to make money online. A lot of them are passive income. A lot of them, they make money while we sleep, whether or not we're actively working. And that is so awesome. Having these different side hustles allows us so much flexibility in terms of our income. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Hostinger, because they have everything you need to thrive online. Launch a website or online shop in minutes without technical or design skills for only $2.99 per month, including a free domain name. And it is so ridiculously easy to use. They have over 150 beautiful and fully customizable WordPress website templates, so you can just drag and click and be ready to launch your website. It is so, so easy. It's never been easier to start a side hustle online than right now. All you have to do is go to hostinger.com/tribe to get everything you need to create your website for less than $3 per month, plus 10% off with the promo code TRIBE. Again, the website is Hostinger, which is hostinger.com/TRIBE, TRIBE. And the promo code TRIBE will get you an extra 10% off at checkout. Link and promo code are both in this episode's description.
Once you start gaining traction and momentum, you know, you're going to become addicted to it because it's one of the greatest things ever, in my opinion.
I love that. Well, I appreciate the honesty, Justin. Talk to me a little bit more about maybe the argument of why someone might want to explore e-commerce and dropshipping compared to something like being a content creator or building a fitness app, for example, or becoming a network marketer. I'm just thinking of, you know, other a real estate agent, other ways of making money. Why this? Give me your argument.
For sure. So first and foremost, you're building an asset that is valuable, right? An asset that has your face on it or something like that is very tied to you and a personal brand or something like that. It's not that valuable until you tie yourself out, right? Building an e-commerce store, like I mentioned, you're not only not being the face of it, but you're behind the scenes operating, which gives you more freedom and relaxation, knowing you're not going to be drawn and have to get on camera and do things like that. But you can also realize that you're building an asset with great returns and great multiples, right? So not only are you building cash flow with your business, but you're building something that you will absolutely sell down the road when you build it correctly, right? And that is one of the greatest things to realize here is people are looking to acquire these types of companies, right? So if you're someone looking to build and you're down to sell down the road, and that's like your goal, that's a huge, huge, huge advantage in the physical product e-commerce marketplace, is realizing you could get some great multiples, and there's a huge marketplace, especially with the down markets and how crazy everything is right now with all the investments. People are looking to acquire businesses like this. So that's a great reason to get involved with it as well. And one of the coolest things, like I mentioned, is just you are building the business from advertisements and from curated content that doesn't have to do with you or your staff and things like that, right? Because that's what makes it more time consuming on the service side. It makes it a bit more complicated, longer. It's got to be much more planned out, right? It's much more custom. E-commerce physical product dropshipping is more a binary system, A or B, right? So for someone who's new to the space, it's one of the best ways, like it's like a gateway to get into the online world to do very well. And I would recommend it to anybody. I got my own family, my brother's doing it. Like, it's important to realize it's a great way to get moving and started and to develop an incredible knowledge base of the space. That's where I've gotten started. And I still, you know, go heavily in the space today, but the opportunities, right, that have amassed from it have been incredible. right? Like hopping on this actual podcast live with yourself, right? So many different things have amassed for me being really good at e-commerce dropshipping. And that's one of the biggest reasons as well that I think people should not forget about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I said earlier, we appreciate you being here today. And it's cool. I didn't know that you've gotten now your brothers involved as well. And I was looking on your social media. It looked like in the last year or so, you've bought your mom a car. So I want to give you a shout out on that. That's pretty amazing. Pretty awesome to see. We're obviously big on family at the Build Your Tribe podcast team. Yes. It's a mother-son show. But I'm curious, how passive can this be? I know earlier we talked about when you're getting started, you might need a minimum of $5,000-$10,000. You might need a minimum of an hour a week, but you said you were putting in, you know, 12 to 15 hour days. You were getting obsessive with this. Does it eventually cross a certain threshold and it becomes more passive? Or is it something where you're pretty much going to have to be maintaining these systems at all times?
What a phenomenal question, Brock. So let's use one of my brands as an example. So I have a tactical brand. Brand's maybe about 3 years old, right? It's one of the brands that I built. Now this particular brand, when we first started it, yeah, it was a lot of work, right? Building it in, getting all the systems put into place, doing all the content creation. We did a lot of the shoots in my backyard of my old place, right? We did a lot of different things to get up and running properly, right? But when it got up and running properly and the ads were hitting and everything was rocking and rolling, we've been running the same ad campaigns for about a year and a half, right? And little tweak here and there, a little adjustment here and there, get a new staff member in to be a VA, you know, swap someone out who's not doing the job. Little obvious maintenance and optimization is just like any business. But I would say this more than anything is the least demanding for me having to be inside operating and working on it on a day-to-day basis. Now that it's a brand and we have obviously our stock in-house and everything in custom packaging and it's all built and done. So at this point, yeah, it's a lot more hands-free. But when it first started, I had to put in that work and to get it to that point to be hands-free. So I would say it's definitely passive. Right. But there's always going to be a little bit of work to do. So it's not completely passive. You've got to monitor it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's helpful to know. Let's talk a little bit more about that farm system. You showed me that big, giant, laminated sheet that you had in front of you. I love that. Tell me what the heck is on this thing? What am I looking at here?
All right. So what we got here, hopefully everyone can see this. But if you can, I'll just kind of walk through quickly what this is. So this is what we call the farm system, right? It's one of the most successful and consistent ad systems in the industry right now. Right, you go on in Facebook groups and say, hey, what's Big Bang? People know what it is, right? We created that here at BSF, which is cool. So as you see, number one is algorithmic targeting, right? This is a way that you get started with your movement. How do you actually target your buyers, right? This is 11 audiences on $5 a piece, right? Focusing on interest keywords that are relative to the product you're selling, right? In simple terms, right? And what happens is after you launch those ads, you got 11 audiences right here. Those are those ads right here, 11 audiences, right? What happens is you follow the 3-day rule, day one, day two, day three. Day one, no view content, kill it. Day two, no add to cart, kill it. Day three, no purchase, kill it. The goal here is to achieve a purchase in the first 3 days. Notice how we're not letting it run for a week, 2 weeks, 3 days. We know if it's gonna be killed. Day one, we're gonna kill a lot of the audiences. Think about that in terms of budget preservation. When I first started, I didn't have a lot of money and I wanted to preserve my budget and I didn't wanna spend everything and then, you know, be like, oh, I have to go make more money now to fund this. I'd rather just use what I had and be sparing. And that's how I built these systems. And these systems have been so consistent to me that, you know, my students use them. And quite frankly, the micro Big Bang here after you reach 100 sales is one of the most consistent campaign launches I've seen. And what this consists of is 100 audiences launched on a $1.50 budget. Right now, before I go through and start overwhelming everybody here, it's definitely, yeah, you know, it gets nitty gritty. But what I want everyone to notice, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not 1A, like it's very straightforward and binary, right? So you know this, for example, if you know a song by heart, for example, if you told someone to listen to a song and then recite it back to them after they heard it for the first time, they would never be able to do that. But if you listen to it 30, 40 times, you probably do it pretty easily. Same thing with this. It looks like different languages, but when you go through it, it's just like the back of your hand. It's quite easy. So the farm system is really our process that we use to take stores from zero to 100K a month, and then we scale after with CBO campaigns.
Love it. Cool. I have no idea what the CBO campaign even is. We're not even going to get into that right now. Where can we find some more free content from you, Justin? Is there downloads? Like, where can we learn more and get plugged into this community? I know you said the Facebook group. I'd love if you could mention that again. And then free stuff.
So two places, and I want to just keep it simple, guys, two places for you to find free information. Number one, okay, it's my Facebook group. Literally, all you have to go ahead and do is go to facebook.com when you're logged in, go into the search bar, then type in Beyond six figures, right? That's literally, it's like just like that. You just type that in, beyond, like all one word, right? BEYOND SIX FIGURES. One word, beyond six figures, spelled out, not the numbers. You put it in Facebook, you click enter, it's gonna be the first group that pops up, one of the first groups. It's got like 40, 50,000 people. You see a picture of me on the banner. Join that group and go into the guides section. I put like 30, 40 resources in there. Literally the whole farm system's in there actually. And our product research system's in there too. So it's all 100% free. Go in there, it's free. There's no paywall or anything, right? Get in there, go through it and ask questions in the group. I will literally help you in the group when you ask questions. So that's number one, the Facebook group. Go to Facebook, type in Beyond Six Figures, hit search. Number two is my Instagram. But a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I don't really reveal in the Facebook group on Instagram. It's at Justin Wall, W-O-L-L. So J-U-S-T-I-N-W-O-L-L, one word, right? So you could follow me there. That's a great place to see me. I don't put out much content on YouTube. I'm not a YouTuber. I'm someone who builds the businesses and scales them to very, very high numbers, right? So I'm a builder, I'm an operator. I don't really post much on YouTube. You see me put out one YouTube video a week or so, you can follow me there. But your best bet is the Beyond Six Figures Facebook group and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, Justin, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here today. I know you also just added some lessons to our Marketing Impact Academy. So for any of our members who are listening, you can hop into the academy and they're already in there. But Justin, I really appreciate you being here, taking the time out of your schedule and taking the time away from your systems to get to come and speak on the podcast today. So thank you.
Brock, thank you so much. It's been absolutely amazing. And anytime you guys ever need me back or want me to do a little live for the people, whatever is needed, I would always love to be there. So if anyone has any questions, reach out or anything. I'm always an open book for anybody.
I love it. I love it. One last question, Justin, before I let you go. What would be your biggest piece of advice for any entrepreneur, anyone who's getting started in online business for them right now?
Realize that if someone like myself who had everything stripped from me, because my whole backstory is we got everything taken from us, right? House, everything. We were bad when I was like, it was bad. That's why I got involved in business at 13, 14, because I needed to. Okay. If someone like me can make it happen and do it, okay, the only thing that I did was stay consistent and keep learning and educating myself and applying. Okay. My biggest piece of advice for you, learn, but apply more. Okay. Mm-hmm. Learn, but apply more. I'd rather you screw up 20 times straight. Okay. And then hit it on your 21st. Like apply, 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 apply. Educate and learn, but apply, apply, apply double as hard.
I love it. I love it. Lifelong learners are not always lifelong earners. Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here, Justin, and I appreciate it.
You too, Brock. See you soon, brother.